Morning. Hope you had a nice evening last night. And so we are actually sharp this morning. It's 9:30, so we can start our third and last day of our meeting. And today, you know, we will have an in-depth policy discussion. And would like just to say a few words about what is it about, and then I will give the floor to Lisa for some remarks, and then we will start our discussion. So evidence-based policymaking is the standard to which we aspire. Today we have the opportunity to look more closely at how this plays out in practice in aging-related policymaking across our region, the UNICEF region. In the domain of population aging, evidence-based policymaking requires information across a wide range of topics and sectors. The evidence needs are extensive, spanning demographic forecasts, data on public finance, statistics pertaining to different policy domains, as well as data that capture the experiences and outcomes of older persons. In the absence of international and/or national reporting, requirements around aging policy frameworks, data, and statistics on population aging and older persons are often limited. Recent efforts to measure progress towards population development frameworks at regional level have revealed persisting data gaps on aging and older persons. The in-depth policy discussion today will focus on the use and generation of evidence for aging-related policymaking. The discussion will highlight the importance of evidence-based aging policy, identify gaps and challenges in this area, share best practices, the use of evidence in national aging policies, and provide the opportunity to voice evidence needs. Having said that, I would like to give the floor to Lisa for some remarks, for introduction, and the usual housekeepings. Thank you, Lisa.
Everyone.